Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm so glad you're joining us for our lesson today. I think it's a fun one. Now, what is your favorite idiom? Of course, you know a lot of idioms in Chinese. One of my favorite Chinese idioms is 井底之蛙, because that's kind of how I feel sometimes, like I'm a 井底之蛙. But what about English idioms? What about that phrase, to kill two birds with one stone? Or, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater? Or, take something with a grain of salt? Why do we say these things? That is the name of today's lesson. Why do we say that? Good question. Well, we only have time to discuss two expressions today, and they are to know the ropes and an arm and a leg. What is that all about? An arm and a leg? What about a toe and a finger? Why an arm and a leg? We're going to talk about these things today. Open up your magazine and let's get started.
Why do we say that? Common phrases have interesting histories. Every language has interesting words and phrases. Some are easy to understand. Others are not obvious. It's fun to learn where these expressions came from. Here are a few. Know the ropes. When people know the ropes, they know how to do a job well. Similarly, show someone the ropes means to explain how something is done. These phrases likely come from the time of sailing ships. Men had to understand how to handle the ropes to operate a ship. If a sailor didn't know the ropes, he couldn't sail the ship.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 obvious 这个形容词。 Obvious 是指明显的、清楚的或者是明白的。例如 ，It's obvious that Melanie has a crush on Jonah. 很明显的 ，Melanie 迷上了 Jonah。或者是 There are some obvious mistakes in this report. 这份报告中有几个非常明显的错误。或者是 The obvious solution to the company's financial problems is closing its branch offices. 解决这家公司财务问题最明确的方式就是关闭它的分公司。 接下来我们看的是 expression 这个名词 ex 这个字首有向外的意思 press 这个字根是指挤压，所以 expression 在这里是指一个人的措辞或说法。例如 the expression paper tiger refers to a person who appears tough from the outside but is actually very soft. 纸老虎这个措辞是指外表上看起来很凶狠，但实际上很温柔的人。 Expression 也可以指表情，例如 I can tell she's very mad from her expression. 我从她的表情可以看得出来她非常生气。她的动词是字尾去掉 ion 变成 express。例如 Words cannot express how grateful I am. 言语无法表达我的感激之情。Okay,
so why do we say that? There are so many expressions and idioms out there, and I don't know where they came from. Rebecca, what is your favorite idiom or favorite expression? You know, one of those special phrases that we use in English?
To know the ropes.
That's your favorite?
I love the phrase, to know the ropes. Well, I don't know if I'd say it's my favorite, but it's definitely an idiom I like to use sometimes.
It's probably your favorite today because it's in our lesson.
Yep, you got it right. You know me quite well.
Well, our lesson is called, Why Do We Say That? And perhaps you've asked this question about your own language, maybe in Chinese. You wonder, where did this idiom come from? I always think it is quite interesting to learn about the history of Chinese idioms. And maybe you're curious about a lot of English idioms. Where did they come from? Why do we say that?
And that's a really good question for you to ask. Well, we're going to be discussing some of those phrases. Every language has interesting words and phrases. Some are easy to understand. Others are not obvious. Before we continue, we want to share with you or teach you a related word to the word obvious. And The word is obviously.
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 Yes, in our lesson, obvious is an adjective. So obviously is the adverb, okay? And if something is obvious, that means it's easy to understand, it's easy to see, it's right there in front of you. It's obviously, or obvious. And so if you use the word obviously, then you're going to follow that word with something that most people will clearly understand.
For example, let's say you look out the window and it's raining really, really hard and you see that there's nobody walking around the streets. You might say, obviously, no one wants to go out in the rain.
Oh, yep. Obviously, it's raining cats and dogs. We'll get to that phrase
tomorrow.
But for now, let's continue learning about some interesting phrases. It's fun to learn where these expressions came from. Now, sometimes we use the word expression to talk about these kinds of phrases. Sometimes they really are idioms, and sometimes they're just another kind of expression. Well, here are a few expressions, okay? First of all, know the ropes. And as our lesson says, it means that you know how to do a job well if you know the ropes.
And of course, when I hear that phrase, that expression, to know the ropes, I automatically think of a boat. I think of somebody who knows how to sail a sailboat. And so you might say, yeah, that person, Jeffrey, he really knows the ropes of sailing a boat.
Oh, good. Well, I think that's exactly where this phrase came from, according to our lesson. But before we get there, let's take a look at a related phrase, and that is to show someone the ropes. So if you know the ropes, if you know how to do a job really well, then you can teach somebody else. That's what it means to show someone the ropes.
For example, I love to cook and I love to bake. And you know something, Gabe, if you or maybe your wife Wei, if you're interested in coming over, I can show you the ropes. I can teach you how to cook.
You can teach us how to make ropes in your oven?
No. I'm going to show you the ropes of cooking, of baking. Oh, but wait, you already know how to cook.
I do know how to cook instant noodles, pao mian, but I don't know how to cook really delicious things like you do.
I can show you the ropes of making pumpkin bread.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I like this idea.
So you and Wei, come on over.
Rebecca's going to show us the ropes. Well, we do get into the origin of this phrase here, the history of this phrase. Similarly, show the ropes to someone means to explain how something is done. And these phrases likely come from the time of sailing ships. So just like Rebecca was saying. But before we talk about sailing ships, let's talk about the time of. That's not saying, 6 o'clock or 7:45. The time of something means the era or the period in history of something.
For example, the buildings in Williamsburg, Virginia, which is, of course, found in America, come from the time of the Revolutionary War in the 1700s.
Very cool.
Yes, so cool. I love that place a lot. You should check it out.
And back to this idiom, this phrase likely comes from the time of sailing ships. And Rebecca was talking about a sailor on a boat, right? Men had to understand how to handle the ropes to operate a ship. If a sailor didn't know the ropes, he couldn't sail the ship.
And that would be unfortunate because if you're a sailor, you do need and want to know how to sail the ship. Well, you know who really knows the ropes of the InfoCloud?
Yeah, let's go to
the InfoCloud.
They certainly know the ropes in there. Yeah.
Welcome to InfoCloud, friends. Good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon, Carolyn. Don't you mean good evening?
Potato, potato. I'm just saying hello.
Oh, okay. Potato, potato. Tomato, tomato. I love that saying. It acknowledges that not all English speakers pronounce words the same way, but that the different words can still mean the same thing.
Exactly. Whether you call that vegetable that they make French fries with a potato or a potato, it's the same thing.
But when we use the saying potato, potato, we extend that idea further. It implies that people are basically talking about the same thing.
Yes. I think I use this phrase most often when someone is trying to point out a difference that I don't think is important. Like trying to decide exactly when one should stop saying good afternoon and start saying good evening.
It also seems appropriate that there are a few variations of this phrase. Some, like Carolyn, might say potato, potato. Others might just say tomato, tomato.
This phrase actually came from a song written by the famous American songwriters George and Ira Gershwin. The name of the song is Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
有时候当别人跟你持有不同的看法，但你们双方的差异其实是微乎其微，根本是在钻牛角尖，你就可以用带有挖苦的语气说 potato potato 或是 tomato tomato， 意思就是不要吹毛求疵，别钻牛角尖了，差别没那么大了。Potato, potato, tomato, tomato 其实源自美国作曲家盖希文写的一首歌，其中就讲到你有你的发音，我有我的发音，但这种分歧其实并不存在，也不是谁对谁错的问题，只是个人偏好不同而已。就像 potato 的中文有人称之为马铃薯，有人称之为土豆，讲的其实是同一个东西。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次与大家见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
I really need to learn the ropes better. Oh, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Our lesson today is why do we say that? And there's an idiom or an expression that is to know the ropes.Do you know the ropes? That is, do you know how to do a job really well? Maybe you can show someone else the ropes. I need someone to show me the ropes. Well, friends, we have another expression to talk about today, and that is an arm and a leg.
Why do we say that? An arm and a leg.Anything that costs an arm and a leg is high priced. You'd likely have to sacrifice to buy it. This phrase is a variation on the phrase give one's right arm for from the 19th century. It means the speaker is willing to give up his dominant and more important limb. He would do this in order to get or do something he really wants.
OK, 继续我们看 variation 这个名词 ,var 这个字根是指不同的或变化。所以 variation 是指变体、变种或者变化出来的东西。例如 ,there are wide variations of fusion cuisine, but they all use spices from different cultures. 无国界料理有许多衍生出来的变化形式，但是它们都会使用多种文化的香料。如果要说明从什么变化出来的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,this delicious variation on 麻婆豆腐 is easy to make and low in sodium. 这个麻婆豆腐的变化版很容易烹调，含钠量又低。最后我们看的是 dominant 这个形容词 ,dom 这个字根有统治的意思。所以 dominant 是指主导的或者是占优势的。例如 ,if you keep using only your dominant eye, the vision in your weaker eye will get worse.如果你一直是使用视力比较好的那只眼睛，比较弱的那只视力也会越来越差。Dominant 也指主要的或重要的。例如 ,the health insurance policy will be a dominant issue at the election. 健保制度将会是选举的重要议题。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you so much again for joining us here today, friends. It's going to cost you...an arm and a leg to keep learning with us. So we do appreciate the sacrifice.
Ah, indeed. An arm and a leg. Mm-hmm. An arm and a leg is a great phrase for us to know and a great phrase for us to talk about, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
So what does it mean
to have an arm and a leg. I have one arm here, mm-hmm. and one leg here, one arm here,
yeah.
one leg here.
Well, how valuable are your arms and legs, Rebecca?
How valuable? Yeah. Extremely valuable. If I didn't have my right hand, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to write very well. If I didn't have my right foot, I couldn't walk.
Oh, right, exactly. So they're very important, right?
Very important.
If something costs an arm and a leg, that means it's very expensive or pricey. So, do you know anything that costs an arm and a leg?
Well, let me tell you. A few months ago, I went with my friend who was looking for wedding shoes. Mm-hmm. We went to several different stores, and some of the wedding shoes that we saw cost an arm and a leg. I was amazed at how much they cost.
Yeah, can you imagine paying with your leg, and then you wouldn't even be able to have the leg to put into the shoe? That's just ridiculous.
That is very ridiculous.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. But it's true. That's what this phrase means. It means to be really expensive. And some things really do cost an arm and a leg. It's pretty outrageous. We read here, anything that costs an arm and a leg is high priced. You'd likely have to sacrifice to buy it. So again, thank you for sacrificing so much of your time and money to watch our show today. I know it costs an arm and a leg.
Oh, yes, I bet it costs an arm and a leg, but it's worth every moment of your time because I know that your English is definitely improving. Well, let's go ahead and continue on with our lesson. This phrase is a variation on the phrase give one's right arm for from the 19th century. And if it's a variation, that just means that It's similar, but it's just a little different.
That's right. And there's this other phrase here, to give your right arm for something. This means that you're going to give something very valuable in order to get something else.
Oh, I see. So let's say that I have a really valuable book.
Yes.
Something that I consider valuable. And if I decide to give that to you, mm-hmm. then you'll have to give something back to me in return.
Well, if I really want that book, I would give my right arm for that book.
There you go. Well, I tell you, I only have precious books.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to have to give my right arm and my left arm. But that's not a phrase. We don't say I'm going to give my left arm. We usually just say I'm going to give my right arm for something. And the reason is, it means the speaker is willing to give up his dominant and more important limb. And for most people, the more important limb is the right arm.
But what about those people whose dominant limb or dominant arm is the left hand?
Well, we could call them lefties or left-handed people. And that is their dominant arm. Are you a left-handed person or a right-handed person? Which is your dominant arm?
Well, you know what my dad told me? Growing up, when he was born, his dominant limb or his dominant arm was his left hand.
Yeah.
So he was left-handed. However, when he was going to school, his teachers told him he had to learn to use his right hand. So now his more dominant arm is his right hand.
Well,
he was trained to use his right hand.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So is he now able to use both hands?
Yeah, now he can use both hands.
Oh, he's ambidextrous.
Yes.
That's a big word. Friends, you can look that up, ambidextrous. But we need to move on with our lesson here. He would do this in order to get or do something he really wants. When you give your right arm, you're doing it to get something you really want. In order to, that means for the purpose of.
So what would you do in order to get something else? Maybe you might work really, really, really hard in order to get your mom to give you permission to go to the party.
Oh, that's right. You're working hard so that she'll give you permission. Well, right now, you don't need our permission, friends, to go to enjoy the SC Challenge. Let's do that together.
Hello, everyone. Please join me in welcoming Albert.
Hi, everyone. Rebecca.
Yes, welcome back, Albert. I'm so glad that you had fun last time.
I did.
Because now you're back.
And I'm looking to score 3 out of 3.
Yes, I think you just might do that this time round.
Okay.
Well, today's lesson is actually a question.
Okay.
How do we say that? yes, that's today's lesson. How do we say that? English is so much fun, isn't it?
It is.
So many fun words and phrases. Well, I'm going to test you over some of these words and phrases and see how well you do.
Okay.
So the first question is, if someone knows the ropes, they Can do a job well.
Okay.
Can go sailing.
Okay.
Know how to fish.
Okay.
Or are good at everything.
I want to say the first one.
Can do a job well?
Yes.
Your final answer?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Well, that's correct. Good job, Albert. 1 point.
Okay.
Next question. What does it mean if something costs an arm and a leg?
Ooh, ouch.
A, it is very cheap.
Ooh.
B, it costs a lot of money. C, it is hard to get. Or D, it isn't good.
Wow. I feel like my arms and legs are really priceless. So the second one?
It costs a lot of money?
It costs a lot of money. I hope so.
Hey, I really like your reasoning. That is correct. This phrase, if something costs an arm and a leg, that means it costs a lot of money. Well done. Last question.
Oh.
Which of the following is a variation of the phrase an arm and a leg? A, give one's right arm for.
Okay.
B, give me your right hand.
Okay.
C, give one's left leg for. Or D, give me your arm and leg.
Oh, so confused. I'm going to say number two.
Give me your right hand.
Number one, can I change it?
A?
Yes.
Give one's right arm for? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because this feels like people are mainly right-handed, so mm-hmm. That sounds important. Okay, yes. Final answer.
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
That is correct.
That's awesome.
Good job. A variation of the phrase an arm and a leg is give one's right arm for. Well done, Albert. 3 out of 3.
Thank you.
High five.
Ooh.
Well, friends, I'm sure you got 3 out of 3 as well. And we'll see you next time.
Okay, Rebecca, we've learned 2 phrases today. To know the ropes and to give your right arm for something.
Mm-hmm.
Or to cost an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you like the most?
Well, I really like the phrase to know the ropes.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I think it's a very useful phrase, and it just reminds me of cooking and baking because it's something I know the ropes of.
That's right. Well, friends, I was just joking about our lesson costing an arm and a leg. We know that you're able to enjoy our show here, and we hope that you can come back next time to learn more about other expressions right here on
Studio Classroom.
Friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.